two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your podcast host, Brenda Sanders. I'm glad to be back with you today. Today was a very, very difficult day. This is April, let's see, I believe 20th, 2024. It's a Saturday. It's one of the hottest days I have endured in a long time, and the funny thing about it is my air conditioning was not working all day. I turned it on, and it did not emit any cold air. I tried to activate my portable air conditioner that's brand new and never used it, and it would not work. I attempted to activate a fan that is not too old, and it would not work. And so it was a very miserable day, both for me and my pet. I know that these temperatures reached to the mid-90s. To me, with the sun shining, I thought it was definitely could have reached 100 degrees. And so it's a very miserable day. It's a miserable day. And when you don't have air, the thing is, I think it's a military operation. The reason why I say it is because the chemicals were present. Of course, you know already that my home sits by these two big cell towers right next to my house that emit microwave radiation all day. And that's another thing the Lord was saying to me all day. Microwave, and that's that microwave hot that I endured today, the microwave radiation. And let me tell you that it goes and aims straight for your heart, straight for the operation and effectiveness of your heart function. And the hot today was a microwave day. That's what it was. I guess you can make the comparisons. If you're in a microwave, what it would feel like. Well, that's what it felt like today with no air. I did manage to purchase a fan. It's called an air circulator, but it didn't circulate that well unless you're sitting right in front of it. And you know, when it's hot like this, that's pretty much what has to be done in order to survive what I call a heat attack. A microwave heat attack is what it was and what it still is. And life-threatening. And of course, again, this is no coincidence. It's very hot air. And I'm surprised. Somebody was cooked out there today. I'm sure they were. My only consolation is that there's a side of the house that has a cool side, if you want to call it that. But it is still very, very dangerously hot if you don't have air. And that's what happened to me today. And I have leather seats in my car, and it's so hard and difficult. Oh, by the way, no heat, no air in my car. No air in my car, coincidentally. So pretty much I could not escape what was a very hot and life-threatening day of microwave heat. And I didn't make up that word. The Lord gave me that word maybe this morning or yesterday. Microwave is what he said to me. He didn't say anything else, but microwave. It's one thing I don't like about being in the South is this microwave. Now, it happens in Michigan, because I've been in Michigan when it's hot. But this kind of microwave heat is so threatening and in your face, threatening to your function, respiratory function. My dog has survived. That's who I was worried about the most, was my pet. When you don't have air, how does a pet survive? Well, thank God. I thank God that he survived this attack today. And he survived other attacks as well. So I just wanted to post it here on the political strategist. Military heat attack today is what I call it. The chemicals would have to be released in order to make it a microwave heat as hot as it was today. And that's what it was, and that's what I'm calling it. That's what I'm describing on this day. So thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for listening to what I have to say here on The Political Strategist. Talk to you next time.